The Alberta NDP is calling on the UCP to address the growing COVID-19 outbreak in the Extendicare Long-Term Care Centre in St. Paul. Family members of residents have reported 26 residents and 6 staff tested positive for the virus 2 days ago. That has increased to 44 residents and 7 staff as of yesterday, the NDP reported in a press release on Thursday. Minister Copping must give his immediate personal attention and tell residents and families what he's going to do, today, to address this situation, said David Shepherd, NDP health critic. Marie Sharp's 103-year-old mother Germaine Champagne is a resident at the Extendicare facility in St. Paul and tested positive for COVID-19 yesterday. My mother had to stay in a room with someone who had COVID because there isn't enough room to isolate people, said Sharp. Losing so many staff in a small building means a lot less help for people who live there. My mother has only been able to have one bath a week. Shepherd called on the UCP to address staffing issues, saying, a large national company as profitable as Extendicare should be able to ensure there is adequate staffing in their facilities. And it is essential that the government hold them accountable to do so. NDP seniors and housing critic Laurie Sigurdsson emphasized how previous waves of COVID-19 should have prepared the government to be able to address outbreaks in long-term care. Throughout the pandemic, Alberta seniors in continuing care have experienced the worst of it, said Sigurdsson. The Minister of Health promised there would be reforms to address the problems highlighted through the pandemic, yet he has been silent on this situation in St. Paul. In a letter to Minister of Health, Jason Copping yesterday, Sigurdsson and Shepherd asked what actions government is taking on the matter, but did not receive a response. Late Thursday, an Extendicare spokesperson said those residents who have tested positive are dealing with mild cases, showing only mild, flu-like symptoms or no symptoms at all. No one has been hospitalized or died. Staffing levels at Extendicare are said to remain stable, said the spokesperson.